And so there are many famous people who take drugs and they need to dull the dreadful unhappiness they feel inside, because even the illusion of more in the future that most people are still living by doesn't work anymore. Because if you already have everything, the illusion that the more, by attaining more in the future, you're going to be happy, doesn't work anymore for you. What a dreadful fate. You can't look to the more anymore to feel that you are yourself. And so they feel even more unhappy. They cannot escape into the next moment anymore. So they need to take some drugs so that for a little while I feel better. And then, or a few break through to a deeper level within themselves and realize that that sense of specialness that operated on the level of better than or more than was an illusion. You can pursue it and it will take you nowhere. It can never fulfill itself because it is a thought form, me, the special one, that you wanted to incorporate into the story of me. That is the basis of your identity as long as you are trapped only in thought. Me, the special one. Some people have the fiction in their head that they are, and I don't want to take, by the way, away anybody's fiction if they still like it. You could have the fiction in their head that in a past lifetime you were Napoleon. And that can give you a sense of specialness, but it is derived from the movement of thought and images. But that keeps some people going. Nobody might agree with you that you were Napoleon, but it temporarily keeps you, okay, but you have to keep thinking about it and tell the story to others. And others have other stories where other people say, yeah, that's true, that's who you are. But it is based on the movement of thought and the emotions that go with those thoughts. So you have a whole identity based on a personal history, very little. And it's not going to last for very long. The soap bubble of my personal history is going to pop soon. And everybody can say that I'm not predicting my imminent death, nobody knows. But everybody's death is ultimately imminent because 1 year or 50 years, it comes quite soon. And it'll be now when it comes, not tomorrow. And so to be trapped in that sense of self, a conceptual reality, that is a dreadful fate. It's constant neediness, which even gets translated into the spiritual. Once you have realized, okay, I'm done with possessions, I know that that's not it.